There's plenty of media beyond what everyone else is watching. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jennifer Gauthier, professor of communication studies at Randolph College, suggests expanding your mind by swimming outside the mainstream.
"That's scary," my student said, when he heard that six major companies control 90% of the information and entertainment we encounter in the U.S. He was horrified to learn that six powerful people set the agenda for the rest of us, filtering out critical content that can stimulate positive change. The best way to combat this exclusion is education and awareness. I do this by introducing them to films made by Indigenous women around the globe. Dine Anishinaabe, Cree, Métis, Kanaka Maoli, and other Indigenous filmmakers are using digital video to revive their languages and reclaim Indigenous epistemologies. Their films invite viewers to learn from what feminist scholars call subjugated knowledges. Exciting new science fiction films offer up visions of the future that involve a reimagining of the past. They ask, "What if?" and provide thought-provoking answers. Films that foreground TEK, or traditional ecological knowledge, introduce viewers to Indigenous philosophies that challenge the dominance of Western science. In the film The Sixth World, by Dine filmmaker Nanoba Becker, Navajo astronaut Tasba Redhouse leads an expedition to Mars because Earth can no longer support the human race. Navajo corn makes travel to Mars and colonization of the planet possible. If the mission fails, the human race will die out. That is scary, but it is also a scenario filled with hope, courage, and respect for a set of worldviews that many film buffs have never encountered. Digital technologies have made this work more accessible. Engaging new viewpoints is the only way to foster individual growth and instigate social change.
That was Jennifer Gauthier of Randolph College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.